الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كبرت خيانة أن تحدث أخاك حديثا هو لك به مصدق وأنت له به كاذب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, the previous 3-4 weeks we were speaking about the ills of society and how to rectify and what are the remedies of those ills. Another problem or another trait which can be devastating and can be divisive and can be detrimental in breaking up the unity of a family, creating disunity, creating fragmentation, and creating disharmony. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَبُرَتْ خِيَانَةً أَن تُحَدِّثَ أَخَاكَ حَدِيثًا هُوَ لَكَ بِهِ مُصَدِّقٌ وَأَنْتَ لَهُ بِهِ كَاذِبٌ. That it is the greatest and the biggest deceit and one of the biggest khiyana, meaning breach of trust, that you say something to your brother which appears that you are telling the truth, and he is thinking that you are saying the truth. وَأَنْتَ لَهُ كَاذِبٌ وَأَنْتَ لَهُ بِهِ كَاذِبٌ. But in reality, you are telling him false. You are untrue in what you are saying to him. You are untruthful in what you are saying to him. So he is asking you something, and what you are saying to him, he thinks that you are telling him the truth. But in reality, you are being untruthful to him. You are not telling him the truth. And that afterwards caused so much friction, and that caused hatred, and that put the seed of distrust. And where there is distrust, there will never be able to bring up unity, because unity needs trust. One needs to trust another so that they can feel that they are able to share with them, so they can feel that they belong to them, they can feel that they are part of them. But if that distrust is there, and if that khiyana, that breach of trust, is rife, then nobody will be able to trust each other, hence that itself will create disunity. So my dear respected brothers and elders, lying in itself is one of the biggest sins. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَكْبَرِ الْكَبَائِرِ. Should I not tell you about the biggest of all sins? Not the sins, but the biggest of all major sins. قُلْنَا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. We replied, yes, surely, O Prophet of Allah. قال شهادة الزور. Sorry. الإشراك بالله وعقوق الوالدين. That to associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything. وعقوق الوالدين. And disobedience to parents. And before he said the third one, وَكَانَ جَالِسًا وَقَدَ جَلَسَ. Sorry. وَكَانَ مُتَّكِعًا. That he was reclining. فَجَلَسَ. He stood up. He straightened himself and stood and sat firmly. أَلَا وَقَوْلُ الزُّورِ. أَلَا وَقَوْلُ الزُّورِ وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ. While he was reclining, and when he wanted to say the third thing, he sat up properly and he said, open your ears and listen. وقول الزور, telling a lie. And وشهادة الزور, to give false testimony. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was kept on saying that, until the Sahabas thought, I wish he would stop saying this, because he was becoming very angry when he was saying that. He was becoming red when he was saying that. And because of that, they were sensing that he was in some sort of rage, and that it was obviously causing him distress and distress to everybody else watching from sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they wish, laytahu sakata, that and he would become quiet. So telling a lie itself is a very major sin. But when telling somebody a lie, when he is assuming that you are being truthful to him, is even worse. And these traits are the ills which cause fragmentation, which cause disunity, my dear respected brothers. How many times we tell lies without even realizing the consequences of it? And especially when we are sought for advice, even then sometimes we hide the truth. Al-Mustashar Mu'taman. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person who's being seeked advice from, he is amanadar. He is a person who is being entrusted. My dear respected brothers and elders, how many times have we been asked for advice and we were not truthful in it? My dear respected brothers and elders, these are the things that create disunity. When brothers find out that this is not the right thing, even when it comes to product, even when it comes to service, somebody asks, so you know this builder, is he good? Now he's, normally you tend to use him, and you promised him, don't worry, I'll give you lots of jobs, you do my job cheap. So, Yeah, he's not a fantastic builder. He's all right. Sometimes there's things wrong. His brother wanted the proper advice. He said, oh, that builder, he's the best builder in town. He is the best builder in town. You can't get a better builder than him. Hey, his work is A-class. He's the best. You won't find a fault in his work. But he's asking you some advice, and what you are doing for your own interest, you are not being truthful to him. Instead of saying, look, his work is not fantastic, but it's okay. And instead he's telling you, you exaggerated it. So much so, he thinks, whoa, this is the person I need to go hook by crook. Even if he asks me another £100, I'm going to give it to him because he's the best in town. Likewise, selling product, selling a car. And you know, brother, there's nothing wrong with the car. The car will even go with water. That's how good it is. These fantastic cars. You know. And when he buys a car, brother, here's the money. Doesn't even ask for discount. We like asking for discount all the time, don't we? When we buy some, brother, discount. And our people are so clever. If it's worth 900, say 1,000. Okay, I give it for 900. Discount, I give you discount. He knows discount. He knows you how you are. He inflated the price already. He takes the car. By the time he reaches home, the exhaust pipe falls off. What happened? You brother, you said everything's fine in this car. Wallahi, I thought everything was right. And then he starts. All the customs that he knows in the book, he will start swearing at them and say all them, Wallahi billahi, everything. So then, how is unity going to happen? If we have such traits. This is why my dear respected brothers, elders, this is why we see so much commotion, so much problem in our society. So this is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَبُرَتْ خِيَانَةً أَن تُحَدِّثَ أَخَاقَ حَدِيثًا هُوَ لَكَ بِهِ مُصَدِّقٌ وَأَنْتَ لَهُ بِهِ كَاذِبٌ. That is the biggest, precious mistrust, that you say something to your brother and he thinks that you are truthful, but you are being untruthful. So this is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, if we want to create cohesion, if we want to create unity, and if we want to be together, and that is where the strength lies, yadullahi ala al-jama'ah, that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon the jama'ah. And if we want to be unified, and if we want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be upon us, then my dear respected brothers and elders, it is about time that we make repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and release these traits which bring about this unity. And how can we do that? When we realize that we have not fulfilled many rights of our brothers, and there is no way to fulfill them because many of them have couldn't pass away, and many have moved out of the country, and many have moved out of the town. We do not know where they are. We have backbited them. We have lied to them once upon a time. We did this and we did that. How can we mend the path, as they say, so that we can start fresh? So if we look back into the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up, and he said that innama ana bashar, that I am a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am a human being, I can become angry and say things that I'm not supposed to say. So if I have said anything to you guys, if I have said anything wrong, then forgive me And if you want to take revenge, and if you want to take justice from me, then come and take justice from me. And if that's not possible, then whatever I have said wrong to you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that a means of mercy for you. So we can make dua, first of all, for those people whom we had in any sort of way hurt their feelings, backbited, or slandered, or caused any sort of hurt to them, and there is no recourse to mend that due to the fact that they have gone from this town, or they have gone somewhere that we are not aware where have they have gone, then at least we can make this dua. Once Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, and one sahabi stood up, said, "Oh Rasulullah, I want to take revenge from you." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Okay, what revenge? What happened?" He said, "Once my back, I had nothing on my back, and you slapped me on my back. So I want to slap you back on your back." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Okay, come. I can't remember doing that, but if you say so, I accept. Come and slap me on the back." So, "No, Rasulullah, my back was bare. I had nothing on. So you have to take your kurta off so I can hit you on the back." So, "Okay," Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his kurta off. "Okay, slap me on the back." Sahabi came from the back, and where the stamp of the mohr and that piece of meat that was sticking out, which showed the stamp of prophethood, he went and grabbed it and he started kissing that. "So, Rasulullah, what injustice you could have done. I only did that so that I wanted to kiss that. I made an excuse. So I wanted to kiss that." So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was ready to give any thought. But remember, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, although being a bashar, a human being, there's no way he would have made mistakes. And also, Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already declared, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمْ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ, that all his, nothing, he has no sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he says, whatever he did, was controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no way he could have made a mistake, or he could have said something wrong to somebody, because Quran says, it says, the Quran itself says, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not say anything from his own desire. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى. Whatever he says, it is a wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when he's angry, it is again from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why he is ma'soom. He is sinless. There is no way he can make a mistake. He can create, do a sin. Mistake meaning a sin. There is no way he can do a sin. But he said this to teach us, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this is how you seek repentance. And this is how you make a new, fresh start. By making dua for everybody. Yes, if you owe somebody anything, then obviously you need to try at most level to repay it back. Because that is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not forgive on the day of judgment. Many people will come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having huge volume and great quantity of reward, yet due to the fact that they had done injustice, they did not fulfill the right, or they did not give back what they owed to other people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give those people what they are owed through his reward, and he will end up with nothing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice.